tap into that.
What the Cowboys offensive line is doing now as opposed to what you saw from week one, how would they change over the last
Same thing, years? Same thing. They haven't really, they've only given up like 8 or 9 sacks. They haven't given up a lot. So I think the quarterback is doing a very good job of getting rid of the ball quick. And offensively, the offensive line, the two tackles are playing well. And, you know, they're helping them out with the run game.
Osi, I want to tap into this old theory for just a second. You've seen Romo probably more than anybody else has seen on this team. Opening night, I thought it was as well as I've ever seen him perform. Could you address how well he played and how's he played since then on film?
Yeah, he's a great quarterback. Obviously, he did some good things against us that game that, you know, he might not have done in the past, but he's played well against us before, too. That wasn't the first time. Since then, you know, obviously his receivers have dropped some balls, and, you know, sometimes they bounced off his hand, off the receiver's hands, and which has caused him to have more turnovers than he's accustomed to. It hasn't all been him. I think he's still a very good quarterback.
How old is he?
Very, very slippery. Very slippery guy. You know, he has this little spin move that he does, you know, when you get close to him, and, you know, it seems like he sees the rush coming before we even know he's going to make a move. So we all have to just try our best to keep contain on him, and I think we'll be better off if we're able to do that.
Does anything change with DeMarco Murray out and Felix Jones in for them?
I think he's a good running back, too. Physical. I don't think he's got his opportunity, but I think, you know, he's a very good player. And if whoever's back there, man, we're going to prepare for him because they're going to try to run the ball for sure.
How different of a team are you guys than you were on opening night?
I think we're a better team. For sure. I don't know if we're a different team, but I think we're a better team. I think we've, you know, we're coming together. I think all phases of the team are contributing better now than we were back then.
Yesterday, Perry Field called Chase Blackburn the key to the defense because he's the quarterback. Mm-hmm. He's come up with obviously some big plays. I mean, how would you view Chase's play this season?
Chase is outstanding, man. He's been here for a while. And he's very smart, intelligent player, gets everybody lined up the way they're supposed to. And, you know, for a guy to have just basically came the way he came in last year and been playing as solid as he has since then, it's a credit to him and the way he prepares.
You guys think back to that.
Thank you.
You guys think back to that first game, pass rush, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. You know, first game of the season, you threw guys out there. Mm-hmm. Was there any part of you that surprised, I guess, that you guys weren't neutralized the way you were in that?
I wasn't surprised that anybody can neutralize us if they execute that game plan. I mean, it's easy. If you're going to throw the ball in 1 second, nobody's going to get there. And that's just the way it is. So we weren't surprised. It might have seemed that way on tape, but when we looked at it on tape, man, we saw what they were doing, and hopefully we'll be able to counteract that this week.
Secondary is saying that they want to play. They've been playing more press coverage. That's part of the formula to kind of.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, if you play off and he's able to just throw those quick slants, you know, we'll never get there. But if you press him, then that gives us that time to get that extra step that I think we'll have a better chance of getting there.